story. They were both painters who loved nothing more than to pack up their watercolor gear and hike into the local mountains to paint the landscapes. She was young and captivated by his charm and impressed with his brash, unschooled talent. Which side of town they were from wasn't a big enough issue to keep them apart. Personalities, long before people were talking about other people's personalities in terms of why such attractions developed, it would be rationalized based on their mutual interest in art, art and hiking. Art is a great leveler. Art is a great leveler. There was something else there, a dance of sorts. They were doing a dance. One in which it was difficult to tell just by looking who was leading and who was following. Art is a great leveler. Art is a great leveler. They regularly heaved out an arsenal of verbal weaponry to defend and protect the mysteries of their deficiencies from possible detection. Impossible detection was their goal.
Hey, welcome to the Radiation Report.
Radiation Report.
Yes, I'm Matthew.
And I'm David.
We are here with you today.
Exactly.
To share tunes.
In a basement someplace in Minneapolis.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some music and talk about it. Yeah. And hopefully one part of what we're doing entertains you. And if not, then...
Well, you know, we are by a graveyard, but we hope you people aren't dead out there.
Hey! All right. So we started off today's episode with Mecha Normal and their song Art is a Great Leveler.
Yeah.
I saw them in, they're still around, but I saw them in the mid-90s at this club in Athens. And it was just a duo. The female vocalist and the guy playing the guitar. That's all they are. And I don't know if they've even changed like the whole time they've been a band. But they insisted on setting up in the middle of the floor where the audience usually stands.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It was very strange, but I definitely did not forget them after that show. And
yeah, it's kind of stuff that you remember because people were just like, where's the drummer? Where's the bass player? But they're also in their equipment's in the middle of the floor.
Yeah. And there's kind of, you know, she was just kind of jumping around at people and stuff. It was kind of spooky, but
yeah, I
liked it.
I saw Chris Spedding at the first Ave play it, and everybody was in the front of the stage, and the band, the drummer was in the middle between everybody.
Oh, wow.
And he's right at the edge, and he's facing not the audience, but facing the wall while he played. And Chris Spedding is just playing away, and I'm going, oh, this is cool. And everybody's going, wow, where's it? They're kind of complaining about it, and I thought, no, this is kind of cool. It looked good. It's like, why not, you know?
Yeah, why not? All right, so we're going to play another block of music here. This first song is by Ken Mujo.
Oh, our friend.
Yeah. Well, he's our friend. I don't know if he knows that we're his friend. But,
yeah.
But we love seeing him when he comes to town. It's always really unique. He's basically on an acoustic electric.
Yeah.
Or an electric acoustic. Mm-hmm. And he recruits drummers who've never played with him before, sometimes from the audience, and they just...
Right.
You know,
he
does his own thing, and then he brings them up, and they jam for a while.
He did it at Palmer's when we saw him at Palmer's.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about it, but you brought me there. Then we saw him behind the Cedar Theater where the drug dealers were out there in the back.
Yeah.
And the pigeons.
Outside the Wienery.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because our friend Zach from Wet Denim, I think.
Yeah, played at it.
Brought him over there. All right. So we're going to hear him and a few others. Let's
all right.
do it.
We'll be right back. Theater is your route. And don't shun the talent of the children.
Warm souls occupy a cold trap. Sold this and you know I sold that. Did it all and I won't go back. Nah, I've been there, yeah, I've done that. Ooh, big dreams sat swelling in my head top. Said if I can make it from the pebbles to the Zed shop, I could be a kingpin, I could run the best block. Now I run punk rock, got it in a headlock. Who did it? Bobby did it. Kept going, kept dreaming, now I live it. Told me that it wouldn't ever work without a budget, but I did it. Independent, now the label's looking livid. Ooh, tell them kiss it, ooh, tell them kiss it. I took apart the scene, I didn't like the way they rigged it. On the move again, yeah, since a kid I was a fidget. When I was on the wall, moving by the moving wicked.
Dream big, kid, kid, dream big.
Dream big! walk out the morning. My flowers are out the street. As a crier, as so the sky was silver blue. My hair spread slowly. My tears burned down to a floor. My past was mixed up, fall down with my curls.
Riot. Cool.
All right, that was White Heaven with Colored Mind Drops.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I like that.
That was pretty hip.
The guy's voice is great.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And yeah. I just wanted to change the vibe a little bit, because started out kind of hot there. But,
yeah, I did, yeah.
Did start out with Ken Mujo.
That was good.
Reincarnation in Action.
I like that. That was pretty good. It's really good.
And then after that was Bob Villain
Bob Villain?
Yeah, Bob Villain.
All right,
it's
good.
A group out of England. And that was Dream Bigger with Amy Taylor of Emil and the Sniffers.
Oh, really? Okay. I know who those guys are. Yeah.
And then the real short one is Self Checkout by American Nightmare, which is another project of one of the guys from Cold Cave.
Okay.
And then we heard Freaky by Upchuck, which is an Atlanta band. Yeah. So that's what we have there.
Good collection of stuff there, man. That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we're going to get back into it because that's why we're here. We're just going to listen to tunes and talk about them. And
Yeah.
So do you know Pamela Z?
Pamela Z. I think I heard the name. I don't know if I know Pamela Z, no.
All right. Well, you're going to know her now.
Okay, there we go.
Copies of the same book, two phone calls on the same night, two pictures of the same thing. Same case study, same two foreign countries, two black rubber raincoats, two black rubber raincoats, two copies of the same book, two pictures of the same thing, two people with the same voice, two times. At the same time, one busy signal, two pictures on the same wall, 2,000 miles away, two episodes, same thing, two rubber raincoats, two black rubber
rolando va, alterando el rato. Después del fin, respiro urgente. Una luz blanca por todo el desierto. ¿Tienes fuego? Cara al aire, le dice desgarrando su pensar.
We'll be right back.
right.
Yes, that was Blurt.
Blurt. Yes, we know Blurt. Not Burp, but Blurt. Anyway.
So did you see them, Dave?
I never saw them. I thought they would come to town. They never came to town, but I remember, like, I was living on 32nd and Hennepin behind Comic City, and so I had their record, or somebody had their record, and so there's a cassette player there, so I recorded it with this record with Fish Needs a Bike.
Yeah.
And so I went, I listened to it a little bit, and I put it away. The other side was Pell Mell was on the other side of the cassette, and Liquid and these kind of bands. Oh. And so this year, about like 2 months ago, I was looking through a bunch of boxes of mine, and there was that cassette. And so I put it in a cassette player, and it still sounds really good. There's this guy called, I think it's Jim Dickinson or something like that. He lives in England, and he was a promoter for these rock clubs back in the 80s and stuff. And, like, you know, when bands started out playing, he knew all the stuff with Stone Roses and all those guys. So he was playing these bands, and he went on and on about Blurt, and he played a song on his thing in a videotape, and Blurt is still playing today in England. They're still around doing the thing, and this guy knows a friend of his. He goes, yeah, these guys are still playing. So he goes a review of all these bands that used to be around, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to listen to this guy talk. And he's got stories about all these guys, this music. It's pretty hip.
Awesome.
They're like, you know, Blurt's like the mixture, like the English version of the Contortions.
Yeah, I can see that.
I love the Contortions, man. They were so good.
I can hear maybe a little Blurt and Things That Fell Down, too.
Yeah.
Must be the sax, you know, I guess.
Yeah, the sax. My idea was, like, I said, we got to put a horn player in that band, you know, so we had a trombone player, so we ended up getting a sax player, got Bill Martin to play saxophone in the band. And then my two favorite bands were the Gang of Four and the Contortions at the time, and I thought if I could play with both of those, I'd achieved what I wanted to do in the band. So we ended up playing with the Contortions and the Gang of Four.
Wow.
We opened up for – and the Contortions had this guy called Jerry Agony, or Jay or Agostino, and he is this great guitar player, really looked cool, played this really hip style of guitar playing, this funky guy, and he'd, like, dance around on stage, and James Chance would do these wacky-out horn parts, you know, and it was like – I don't know. He was such a great guitar player, man, that guy. It was like, we had good people in that band. You want to hear a Contortion story?
Yeah.
Okay, Jim Sklavounos of, you know, Bad Seeds, he's in that band, you know, the drummer. So him and I were friends because Steve Almas hooked us up in New York City. He goes, you got to meet – I was moving to New York, and he goes, David, you got to meet this guy called Jim. He's a great drummer. So we hooked up, and we did this – I played guitar. Him and this girl, Aneen, and I, we did this thing, and he recorded us and stuff like that. But anyway, so Jim and I became pretty good friends. And so he goes, hey, James Chance is playing at the at this bar on Avenue C or D, it was like, and I go, well, what's so cool about it? He goes, well, that's where, when the No New York album got put together, I told Eno we should go down there and everybody would meet there. So they went down this funky bar, I kind of think of the name of it. But anyway, so he goes, I go, wow, okay, so let's go there. So James Chance is playing in the basement, right? And Jim was still between gigs. He was, you know, writing books and stuff like that, kind of recording with people in New York. And so we go downstairs, and James Chance is playing there, and there was supposed to be a drummer, but it's just James Chance and keyboard and a saxophone. So he's rocking away, you know, and we're sitting there watching him, and all these people are hanging around. But the bathroom is on the first floor right above James Chance's head. And guess what happened?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy. It's an over flood. We got to get the hell out of here right now. So we left.
Wow.
New York, man. So much fun.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah, we also heard in there from Exec, and we heard I Can't Afford Your Shitty Dream House. Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds.
Yeah. Those guys are good, man. Kid Congo Powers. I read about him now and then a lot of times, you know.
Yeah, he had that book come out last year.
Yeah, I found that book on the street.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It's on top of a trash can. I was going to the Ace Hardware store on 38th and Nicola. Oh, wow. All right. What is this? It's a book.
What a lucky day.
Congo Powers. Yeah. I read part of it. I thought it was pretty cool. And so I gave it away to somebody. I can't remember who I gave it to. Somebody wanted it, and I'm like, okay, cool, you can have it. It's a good book, cool. though.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave, I asked you to think of a song that you wanted to play tonight.
Right.
And you gave me an answer earlier.
Yeah.
And let's play it and talk about it.
Okay, cool, man. It'd be really rocking. Good idea. I like that term, really rocking. That's kind of old school, isn't it? He must be an old guy.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why.
Yeah, not bad.
And that drum part where it comes in is like smokes, man. That's so cool. It just takes off after that point. But he's like, this is so hack at it guitar, like sloppy, kind of like held together by a thread kind of stuff, you know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
When I saw David Johansen play the first half, you know, and little Steven put the Dolls on the road later on, and he had the Dictators, the Dolls. So they had these big buses that were really cool, and they had big, you know, these guys showed up. So David Johansen does the show, the Dolls show, and in the end of the show, he does Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Because I think David Johansen's thought that he loved David Johnny Thunders a lot, and he was like, when he died, it broke him up pretty bad, I think. But you could tell that he was like, it's like his little brother or something, you know? Sure. Just like, he really loved him, you know? It was just like, he was the closest to him in the band, I think. I just sort of like my perception, I don't know. But Johnny Thunders is like, just like, it's just, I don't know. The guy just was like, he just bangs away at this stuff, you know? And it's all just like real sloppy and kind of funky and... It's sort of like stumbling along kind of music, you know?
Yep.
It's just really loose.
For sure.
It almost falls apart. Because, you know, some of these, all these guitar layers in that song, too, like some like, me, 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 me. It's just kind of, you're like, okay, man, you know, just like, just throw something there, you know?
Yeah, it really starts to sizzle by the end.
Yeah, it does start to sizzle by the end. All of a sudden, the jig is up. We all know you guys got to end this song somehow.
Let's hold on to that last note as long as possible.
Let's go get high.
Oh, shit.
That was your words.
All right. Well, now we're going to close out this episode with our local focus. We're going to play a couple songs by another local band that we really like.
All right.
This week, it's Ice Climber.
Oh, yeah.
They just put a new album out. It kicks ass. This first one is No Yeah, For Sure.
No Yeah? I like that. For sure. It's good.
For sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like those guys, man. They've got a real nice... That was like well put together, really produced good, though. That had a nice sound to it.
Sounds good, and, you know...
Yeah.
It's great stuff. That was New to Makeup, and before that was No Yeah For Sure. That's like Ice Climber.
Really good. I mean, I was going, wow, these guys like sound like real professional. I mean, they're recorded really, really well.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Produced. And how many people are in that band, do you think?
It depends on the day.
Really?
Probably half a dozen. Yeah, there's some shows where they had like 16 people on stage.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think that was a special event, I believe. But yeah.
Wow.
But usually, I think it's 5 or 6.
Okay. A revolving cast.
Sometimes. I mean, yeah. But anyway, yeah, if you get a chance, check them out.
I'll check them out, yeah.
And their new album's great. And I think other than that Johnny Thunder song, everything else you've heard tonight you can find on Bandcamp. And I encourage you to look up some of these artists and listen to them and give them your attention. So that's it. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
until
definitely.
Next time.
Thanks a lot.